The relay got its start in 1993. Haines resident Tom Ely had just made a bifjordal expansion of Sockeye Cycles from Haines to Skagway the year before.
I went to our tourism director, Susan Bell, and proposed that we run a bike relay race from Haines Junction down to Haines.
He modeled the race on the Klondike Relay, a popular road race that runs from Skagway to Whitehorse. This relay starts in the Yukon and finishes about 150 miles and an international border later in Haines.
From Haines Junction down to Haines is one of the most, you know, beautiful pieces of scenery on the road and elsewhere in the world, so I thought it'd be fun to have a bike race down the highway.
The tourism director was enthusiastic. So with the help of Pat and Mary Egan, a Haines Junction couple, they got the relay running. Ely says they didn't really know what to expect, but 160 people showed up.
You know, in those days, people were on mountain bikes and in their Carhartts and toting coolers with them and all kinds of things.
These days, there's more performance gear and fewer mountain bikes. It's evolved into a road race where some competitors are chasing fast times through the pass. According to the race's records, the fastest ride was clocked in 2002 when a four-man team crossed the finish line in 5 hours, 55 minutes, and 55 seconds. But Ely says that any rider who can make it 20 miles at their own pace can participate.
That's what's fun, is seeing families out there and kids and groups of moms and all kinds of different configurations of riders.
Over the years, he's ridden every leg of the race at least once. Riders can go solo or ride on 2, 4, or 8-person teams.
You can't take it too seriously, but it's fun to just get that team camaraderie together and have a great time.
Ely retired this winter and sold the business to longtime manager Dustin Craney and his wife Katie. But he's going to be riding on the Sockeye team.